Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:18 and time for Market Watch now with Benny Lee. He's the chief market strategist at Jupiter Securities, and I've got him on the line now. Good morning, Benny. How do you expect the FBM KLCI to trade this week, given that in the past couple of weeks, you know, it's been shortened by holidays? Returning traders, are they going to give a boost to the market? I already see KLCI this morning crossing the 1700 level.
Hi, good morning, Melissa. Yes, I think the momentum of the market has been quite bullish since the beginning of this year. We are really seeing the KLCI climbing to its highest level in nearly 6 months. And I think today it's really broken the six-month high. Of course, the major catalysts for the KLCI are basically the commodities prices, like crude oil and palm oil, and even rubber prices in the last quarter. The bullish performance in the global markets as well has actually helped boost the market confidence. The U.S. market and U.K. markets are leading the way, while the Asian markets are currently catching up. So I think there is still potential upside for the Malaysian market, seeing that we are in the Asian region. We are seeing some very good rebounds in the Asian markets as well. So we're probably going to see this bullish momentum continue in the next 1 or 2 weeks, and we could see the KLCI maybe testing the next resistance level at 1,730 points. Which is the last year's high in probably the next 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that, to see whether that's going to be an uptrend. But Benny, you mentioned commodity prices have recovered. That's crude oil and palm oil as well, rubber. Do you think investors should look to ride on the commodity rally?
Well, I think there is still some leg for the current bullish momentum, at least until the first half of this year. The charts for commodities prices haven't shown any weaknesses at the moment. The U.S. dollar seemed to be also strengthening. You know, we see the U.S. dollar actually weakening since the beginning of the year, but it has found some support and is now starting to rebound again. So this and normally the U.S. dollar is a catalyst for rising commodities prices. So I think there is still some leg, at least until the first half. While that being said, we also should see signs of a possible weakness in commodities prices. Like the weakness in U.S. dollar and also the weakness in the bullish trend momentum. But like I said, we haven't seen any of this at this point of time.
Right. Well, you know, the Edge Financial Daily today did a check on 25 steel companies, and they reckon that, you know, steel stocks are doing well given the improved sentiment for commodities, as well as, they say, China's commitment to tackle the surplus in the steel sector. Do you like the steel sector, Benny?
Well, the steel sector has enjoyed quite a very strong bullish rally since last year. We have seen steel prices continue to rise even until today. And but the only problem, I think, that steel companies has gone up quite significantly. And for me, if I look at the charts, it's quite overbought at this point of time. So we may see, a little bit more room for upward movements for the steel counters, but I would not see a big rally, and therefore I think investors should be a little bit cautious on these steel sectors. But if they are trading for short-term gains, we probably can see some opportunities given the rising steel prices.
Well, what are you liking then, Benny? I mean, do you have any blue chips that you're liking at the moment?
Well, there are a few that is in my watch list. I think the oil and gas sector would be a catalyst of at least for the first half of this year. And I'm looking at Sapura Kencana at this point of time. And from plantation, I think there is still some room for for upside movements for FTV and also IOI Corp. And I also like gaming counters like Genting. And another one would be actually Telecom, which I think is catching up with the other telcos in terms of price performance. So these are the blue chip counters that I'm still looking at.
And what about small caps? Do you like any small cap picks?
Yeah, they are based on a momentum, like the sectors that I mentioned. I think oil and gas and plantation sector would be the main one that is on my watch list, and they are Bumi Armada, UMW Oil and Gas, and for plantation, I'm looking at Tiasa and also Hub Sing. And also, quite interestingly, there is quite a good bullish momentum that's going on the logistic companies like Cheongnam and also Century Logistics.
Benny, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. That was Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities. And now Tan Chung Han speaks to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer of Jevons Global in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.